Andre Trout, Notorious BUG. How can I help you?
Hello, Andre. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Evan, what's going on, man? How you been?
Good. How about yourself?
I don't know what happened. The stars aligned, and my phone almost imploded on me. I mean, in a good way, because I started getting like I had this network thing this morning at 10, from 10 to 10:30, and I got a call right before somebody from this BNI thing. He wanted me to come over, but he had bugs in the basement. And then as I'm getting calls as I'm on this meeting thing, and a guy is giving me a referral about somebody. So I did this guy for ants a while back, and he said his buddies in LBI who has these boats are getting ants. And I've never done extermination on a boat, but sure, I'll do it. So we schedule that from Monday through. So LBI, are you in Jersey or no?
No, I'm actually out of Texas, but I have an idea of the area.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a map.
Yeah, so Jersey, South Jersey has this place called LBI, Long Beach Island, which is like, you know, a little bit of pinky up. It's a nice, I'm not saying too bougie, but it's nice. It's very nice. One day I would like to have my pinky up and live a life. You know, it's just very near the
right.
Water. Anyway, so they do a lot of boating and water activities, and I've never exterminated on a boat before, but sure, I'll learn on the spot.
Right.
I know what ants have a nest. So that's next week, and then I got another call for Friday, another one on Friday. So I got one today, one. So things just like it just sort of flooded me this morning, and I was like, whoa, okay, nice,
fantastic.
But yeah, my fiance and I, we looked at everything last night, and we 100% see value. We see value in the product, and it's just. Like, business has to, the way business goes is we have to work out. I understand you have to put money out to make money. I get that. But you also have to, you have to work out of a budget as well.
Right.
You know, and, like I said, unfortunately, I have spent a bunch of money. Nothing devastating, nothing crazy. It's under 5,000, but I put money out there for a few things, and I want to see a ROI before I do a bunch more. And the fee that this service is, especially when it comes in off the internet, the internet and the social media is a thing that I don't think. That I am going to do, I don't think that I can do on my own. You know what I mean? Like the amount of social media activity that I'm doing, I see myself staying there. So I can't see myself managing. Like I'm going to need you guys to manage that when I tap into that. It's just, I just can't do it right this second. I can't put that out there because, you know, I feel like if I get a few more days like this of getting in this income, then sure, I want to throw back out there on newer grounds for more callbacks and stuff like that.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I totally get that just within like budgeting, right? Correctly. But if you're wanting more callbacks, I mean, this is the thing that's going to get you that at the end of the day. I mean, if I cut it down like a little bit, like $50, like to $200 a month and like just cut out the Facebook side of things, you can add that on later. Would that be a little bit more affordable?
$200 a month. Because one thing, Erica did for me, cause she's an accountant as well. So, you know, the contracts are $100 every 3 months. And we discussed, I got to go up on that. It's just in the beginning. I have to capture, people don't know my name. People don't know the business name and things like that. So you have to get your name out there, reputation and things like that. So capturing a routine, capturing a routine customers, routine amount of customers, for let's say 6 months at $100 every 3 months. I will go up on pricing that later, but the thing is, if I'm doing 100 every 3 months and this is 200 every month, you know, that's 400, 600 in 3 months. The budget has to be able to meet it versus otherwise it's going to come out of my pocket. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's all I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
And within, you know, like the $100 that you're currently paying, you said that's for the leads, like those Angie's leads.
No. I'm sorry. That's what I charge my customers. I charge my customers $100 every 3 months.
Gotcha.
The goal is to have 50 to 100 in the beginning, but if the goal is to get 50 to 100, rotating services at that, then that turns out to be decent money. And then I would, then I want to grow it a little more after that, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Like once you can get like maybe a crew behind you or something like that.
Right, exactly.
For sure. Yeah, and
so,
yeah, I mean.
So yeah, I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I do 100, that's 5,000 every 3 months. That's not a ton of money right there. But when those are contracts, those are only contracts that I want. Then in between I have certain, services that I do. But once again, it's just numbers on, do I pay for the service out of what I'm making with the business, or do I pay it out of pocket and it just be an expense to me until I can, I hate struggling. I hate struggling
right.
Financially, you know.
Well, in all honesty, in most cases that I see people do this, if like they're in a certain situation you're at where it's essentially coming out of pocket to start with, they aren't really doing that past the first 2 months, if that. I mean, I've seen people get a turnaround within a month, but definitely within 40 days, we'll usually see a consistent new jobs coming into your business. So people, especially with like services like your own, where you're a little bit more pricey and just like with the getting in 2-3 more jobs is going to pay for itself, it's pretty much an investment that you get your money back within 2 months in almost every case, especially you're in Jersey. There's a lot of avenues and a lot of different things you do as a business. I really don't see it being a problem of you being out of pocket for more than a month or two.
Right. And like I said, the things that I have now, where I set the business up now has already been an expense as well. So it's not just this. You know, like yesterday, I just dropped $1,200 on a now, all of my customers pretty much are coming from this BNI group that I'm doing, networking group. It's a $1,200 a year. I just dropped $1,200 on that as well. You know, I've been having a relationship with them for the past 3 to 4 weeks. And going to their meetings and stuff and people see me face to face and you get to give a little commercial, you know, so that's an in-person kind of.
Right.
Thing. But there's a lot of events around that are free, that I'm doing, you know, going to these little mixers, you know, go shake hands and kiss babies and stuff like that. One thing that does not do is that does not do social media. And I do want to do the Facebook thing, you know, the thing I would like to, you know, my mother taught me something, you know, you buy it once, you buy it right. You know, I can always add the $50. I can always add the Facebook thing on later, but you know, if I do it, I just want to do it to capture
right.
All of the social, I'll do the social. And does it do Instagram too or no? Not really.
Not really. I mean, I'm sure like there's something like that, but we don't see as much success, not near as much success as our Facebook, especially so much so that we became Facebook partners, but they own Instagram. I mean, I'm sure we can figure out something to manage it, but in the most part, we see a lot of success with the Facebook and Facebook ads, just almost as much as those Google ads.
Yeah. I know that you said that you're looking for somebody to fill a spot or whatever, but I'm sure in a few months. So another thing too is I make a ton of money off of termites, and I don't have that license yet, and I'm scheduled to take that license in to test for it, and well, take a score and test for it in August, in early August. That's why, like, so I'm still in the setup phase and stuff like that. Of my license, you know, to add on to it. If we can, like I said, I know you're looking, you know, I know you're not looking for just for one pest control company. I'm sure you're looking for multiple, you know, you're going to do this. If another pest control company came to you and said, hey, can you do it? I'm sure that you won't say no, you know?
I mean, we actually have to, because of how we work with Google and our premier partnership, these actual positions, see, this one specifically was held for 57 months. So the person that had this first page position had it for those 57 months. And in most cases, what happens is they get complacent with their success and let it go. So then Google reaches out to us to fill that position. And then we call people like you who are reputable businesses that we can fill with that. But essentially, there's no way that we can take on multiple people, because at that point, not only would we be essentially competing with ourselves to try to promise our own products and marketing, which just wouldn't work out, we just can't do it by Google's terms of service. You can't represent multiple people within a certain area. You can only represent one.
And the search is, I know I asked this question before, but I have to make sure that these services are going to hit South Jersey and not like places out of my reach and just be like, all right, I got a business in North Jersey an hour and a half away, but that's kind of,
yeah, really, we wouldn't do anything like that specifically. Like, I would get some zip codes from you, but we'd set up a client interview as soon as everything's processed, be about like a 30 minute to hour long conversation with one of our specialists. And they would get all the specifics that I don't get. Like, I would get zip codes from you, but they'd really get down to, like, even, like, the streets in some cases that you wouldn't like to go past. So we're never marketing you to someone who you can't just service or it's not within your reach to.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking – so 250 includes a Facebook, correct?
Correct. That's going to be 250, and that's going to give you $100 worth of Facebook ads for the extra 50.
$250 gives me $100 for the Facebook ads? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because how Facebook ads work out is like you pay essentially per them, but since we are a Facebook partner, we get that discount of 50% off, so you're getting $100 worth of Facebook ads for $50 for that extra 50.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. And how long do those ads run on for?
I mean, those fill out the whole entire month. It's like the service radius and then the relevancy that pretty much service your whole entire area every single month. And especially for the nice part about these is they're target advertised. Like, how many times have you gone or said something around your phone and then gone on Facebook and seen like an advertisement for it? That's kind of the same thing.
Right. So some family is going to be talking about, oh, these doggone roaches are a pain in my butt. These mice are eating everything. And then when they go on Facebook, they're going to say, hey,
yeah,
this guy kill all. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. My fiance just did that yesterday. She talked about something obscure and different that is not I forgot what the topic was. And then we sat down to watch something on YouTube and it showed up first in the search.
Yep.
It was something, it wasn't a general conversation like presidential candidate kind of thing.
No.
It was like something super specific. And like, how the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're absolutely listening to you without a doubt. When you click off those things, you can read them and they're 100% listening to what you say and know how to market to you.
Oh, that's crazy. That's so sick. Living in a new world. $250, but I'm not going to see an ROI for another 45 to 2 months.
Generally, we'll see it within 45 days. That's like our genuine window. 40 to 45 days is when you start seeing an ROI. and like those new jobs consistently flowing in. It's like pretty much revamping your whole entire business at that point.
I'm just looking at something real quick to see if All right, that's so. All right, 250. That's 502 months. And this last person, they had it for 57 months.
Right, they held it for 57 months, it looks like.
That's what, 5 years?
Yeah, just about 5 years, huh?
Yeah, five, you know, 4 years, nine.
Yeah, it's like almost 5 years, like 4.7.
Listen, if this doesn't work, I'm going to come in to move in with you guys, all right? Because I'm going to get out and beat up.
Man,
you got to move me out?
Man, we wouldn't be on the phone, honestly, if we didn't see a demand in that area. Like, I was looking at the search results for just, like, in your, like, general area. It's probably a little bit broad, but there's 8,600 searches for, like, pest removal. So, with that, like, in the last 30 days alone. So, like, if with that, it's definitely a demand in your market. There's that open position, and you're doing good business, especially when you get that termite thing together. We'll help market that. I have no doubt that you'll not only make back your money, but you're making a heavy, heavy progression just in your business and also just actual profit from this.
And and it's month by month. Let's say, you you see the numbers and you see the results and usually you know, but for some reason, if the moon and the stars align in a weird kind of way and I get zero calls, which I'm just saying, I can stop this on the second, after the second pay. If for some reason I see like no calls coming out, I mean, we know that's not going to happen. I'm just saying,
right.
I just want to,
yeah,
I just want to make sure that I have a way out in case I don't want to be locked into something that, but hey, if I'm getting 10 calls a month, you know, that, you know, off of it, let me just do the math on that real quick. So that's $500 in 2 months?
Yeah.
And the price doesn't go up. The price that gets locked in on the third month. Am I going to be locked? That 250, it's not going to go up.
Yeah, you'll be locked in at that 250. It'll be within like your little contract in terms of services you'll sign. It'll show that you'll be locked in at that 249 month to month.
I'm going to be high up on the Google search when it comes to.
Yeah, we're going to make one of the first results, if not the first result in your area. We can't guarantee the absolute first page because, in all honesty, that just ranges. It's not with the matter of, like, if you're the very best in your area SEO-wise. It matters if just where the location geographically you are sometimes that you'll pop up, but you'll always be one of those first results.
And, right. Gotcha. That's if they're searching pest control, any kind of the bugs. Like, do you guys put that in, or is it something that I assist with?
Yeah. Not only I would like get together like your preferred like specialties that you have and what you'd like to be marketed for, but they'd also deep dive into that with you on that client interview, just seeing everything you do, even like your preferred jobs. So if you have certain things that you make more money off of that you'd like to focus in on, they would take that down and note it and kind of promote you. Not saying we wouldn't promote you in those other fields, but they would put a little bit more emphasis on it.
For sure. We can go ahead and do this.
All right, fantastic. I'm going to get some information from you, and then we can go ahead and process everything and then get your client interview scheduled. Andre, I have your first name. What's your last name?
Trott, T-R-O-T-T, Thomas Robert Oscar Thomas Thomas.
Thank you. And you are licensed and insured, correct?
I am licensed. The insurance is being, I just put in the application. I've been speaking with somebody for the past week or two. That is literally being written up right now.
Okay.
I have a license. I should be insured by early next week.
Okay. Website for you. And you said you're currently on Facebook or not yet?
Personally, I am. I did a page as well. Let me see. Facebook, I did start a Notorious BUG page that I have not been working with. You know, I've not been.
Just as long as you have one set up, you know.
Yeah, Notorious BUG, yeah. Wait, is this a page? I'm trying to think, is this a group? Okay, I'm going to switch to it right now. I'm at it. Is this a group or is this a, yeah, it's a group, like a page, insights, content, audience.
Gotcha.
Post. Yeah, it literally has zero followers. I didn't, you know, it has zero engagement. You know, like I did it, I made it. I didn't work it. Like I have my logo up on there, but that's it.
That's good enough. I'm just finding that real quick, and I'm gonna put it in here within my notes. So,
Notorious BG, if you were to search it or look at. So you build that up. Like you build this Facebook page up kind of thing?
Yeah, we'll build it out for you, like give it like some professional looks, like a little bit of content creation, just so it has a nice professional look, and then also we'll promote it with those advertisements, so you'll naturally get like some following in there. It's also like those advertisements, I think what they'll do, a little bit of content creation, like I said, they'll draw in some people to follow you and kind of maintain relationships with these new customers.
Right.
Now, extermination's your deal. What are your specialties? Like, what are your jobs you do, as well as maybe your ones that you want to focus in on?
We can do ants, wasp bees. They call it stinging pests. So ants, wasp or stinging pests, whatever you want to call that. Rodents, mice, rats, you know, roaches. I have a service that is a barrier, or that's a home protection thing for all kinds of bugs, whether it be spiders, a weevil, thousand leggers, you have a silverfish, you know, there's a home protection barrier that I put on the house. That's a catch-all. It's assorted insects and bugs that it protects the home from as well. But fleas, ticks, and also wildlife capture.
Is it true y'all have more bears in New Jersey than California?
Hey, I'm hearing that. I saw something the other day very similar. And knowing that California is a way bigger state per square foot or whatever, square miles or whatever you want to call it. And they have a lot more, but South Jersey is a very wooded area too.
Right.
And what we do is we get the overflow from Pennsylvania. So with us bordering Pennsylvania, So I don't see how. So Pennsylvania is like very wooded area. It's a lot of forests and woods and so the pine bearing down there in Pennsylvania in Jersey, the South Jersey has a lot of pine bearings. Also, the Poconos kind of creeps up on some of Jersey as well. And the Poconos in Pennsylvania is like a campground. I remember as a kid, I used to go take, camp trips to the Poconos. So, you know, that's nothing but the woods and that edges up on Jersey as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, huh. I mean, I've watched The Sopranos and stuff. I've always seen it's like a wooded area, but I was like, I would never thought that many bears. I guess it's per capita is the stat. That's really interesting.
And, I mean, like, you know, a lot. So Jersey is a very interesting state for as small as it is. You know, I call it an armpit state. It's in between New York and Philadelphia and PA. In Philadelphia, so we're like right there in the middle. We don't have a team. Even though Giants and all these teams play here, we don't have a football team. We don't have a basketball team. I think the Nets would. Yeah, so we're like a very we're a small state, strong population, high population per capita. But here's a fun fact too: is they wanted to make this area like a little baby Hollywood. Back in like the early 2000s, because they realized the geography, I guess.
Right.
It's so diverse. As small as Jersey is, you have the whole coast. You have the water. You have the, you know, the beach stuff. You have woods. You have high city. You have high urban area. So those three areas, you have the woods and the mountains, and you have the, so like it's just a very diverse, like if you go to Missouri, you're going to get pretty much all of what it has.
Right.
You have a lot, you know, it's all one thing, you know. Texas is so huge. like you said, Texas is huge.
Man.
Texas is like his own country.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're in El Paso, you're closer to LA than you are to Houston. So it's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And your target zip codes, like some zip codes that you would like to kind of like base your service area around.
I really gotta do the homework on this because I mean I could tell you my zip code
or cities or counties works as well.
Okay. I'll give you counties and cities. I'll give you counties first, then cities second, and then I'll give you one or two zip codes that I'm still. All right, so counties,
perfect.
You have Burlington, Camden County, Burlington County, Camden County. You have Mercer County, and then you have Gloucester. It's a weird spelling word, G L O U something. It's an S and a C there. Is Gloucester County? That's down south a little bit more.
Okay.
So these four areas, you know, I wouldn't mind Somerset, but I don't want to take on too much. I think these Mercer, Burlington, Camden is a huge area, and
right.
And I think if we just target these three the most, I think there's more than enough money that I could make. You know.
Yeah, 100%.
So from there, I can name some cities.
I'm ready.
All right, you have let's go with you have Trenton and Camden are the cities and the urban areas of those two, and then you from there you have Cherry Hill, Mount Laurel. That's two different things. Cherry Hill is one. Mount Laurel. You have Willingboro. You have Marlton. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come back, Evan.
Okay. All good. We left off at Marlton.
Yeah, Marlton. Okay, let me, you know what?
And this is just giving me a rough area. You're going to go more in depth with the client interviewer. I'm just giving them a rough idea so they know what they're looking for.
Okay, let's go here. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so we can go Bordentown, Cinnaminson, Edgewater Park, Burlington Township, Evesham, E-V-E-S-H-A-M, Haynesport, H-A-I-N-E-S-P-O-R-T, Lumberton, L-U-M, Lumberton. You got Mansfield, M-A-N-S-F-I-E-L-D, Florence. I said Bordentown, Cinnaminson. You have Delanco, D-E-L-A-N-C-O, Fieldsboro, Maple Shade. Oh, I forgot about these right here. You have Delran. Can't forget that one. East Ampton Township, E-A-S-T-A-M-P-T-O-N. And you have West Ampton as well. You have Chesterfield. Oh, you have, I didn't say Mount Holly. You have Mount Holly. Pemberton, P-E-M-B-E-R-T-O-N, Pemberton. I said Westampton, W-E-S-T-A-M-P-T. That's the word. It's just weird how they spell it. Morristown is another one. M-O-O-R-E-S-T-O-W-N, Morristown. Okay, that's pretty much most of Burlington area.
Perfect.
I can give you Mercer County a few. I can give you like say four or five or six from Mercer County, and then Mercer County. So Mercer County, I think I said Trenton already. Trenton, Hamilton, Ewing, E-W-I-N-G. You have Lawrenceville. You have Princeton. What's the thing called? I used to do basketball. I used to referee. Okay, I guess it's coming up. It's loading up in 2 seconds. No, not that. No. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got it. I said, okay, here we go. Well, yep, there you go. Windsor, you have East Windsor and you have West Windsor. I said Ewing, Hamilton. You have Hightstown. You have Hopewell. I'm sorry, you have Hopewell. I'm sorry, Hopewell is two things. You have Hopewell Borough and you have Hopewell Township. Did I say Pennington?
Yeah, I have Pennington here.
Robbinsville. It looks like that's it.
Perfect. Definitely, that's a well. And there.
And Camden County. Camden County, I just don't, I don't know it super. Camden County is the other one. Like the other county, the third county that I want to hit.
Right. Right. I got that one down.
Do you need towns in there?
No, I think that's a really good geographic idea. Like I said, the interview, if they need to get a little bit more in depth with that, but,
gotcha.
I think that's a well-rounded idea of where we want to be. And what are your hours of operation?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I put 9 or 10. I want to say, because I wrote this down on a lot of things on my website and everything. Like, give me a second. I don't want to differentiate. It seems like 9 o'clock is good, but one second. Want to be on. I just want to be on par with the website that I.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't want to give a different time. Yeah. Why isn't it searchable? That's crazy. Is it? I mean, not searchable, but let's just say 9 to 4. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday through Saturday.
Awesome.
No. Saturday, I do not want to. I need to spend some time. 9 to 4 Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2. I need to have more of my Saturdays to myself.
Gotcha. Put you down for Saturday, 10 to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Awesome. And this phone number that I have here, this is 609-866-2847, is the best way to reach you?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and get this. What's the billing address going to be?
213 Tiffany Lane, Willingboro. That's 2 L's, Willingboro. Oh, I'm going to start B-O-R-O. I'm sorry that you said that. Yep. Yes.
Your phone. And what kind of card is this?
It's going to be a Visa. Let's see. One second. I have this right here. I think this is it. Shoot, did I even activate this part? No. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. All right. You know, I'm just going to use this one.
All right. I'm ready for it.
It's a MasterCard. Yep, it's a MasterCard.
All right.
Okay. 5178-0588-6925-4212.
And the expiration date?
Yeah, 425.
And the CV code?
Oh, she's copying everything. CV code, 943.
Fantastic. And just because the increase of traffic we're going to get you, the likelihood of you getting like a spam call or even someone that's posing as us is pretty high. We want to prevent anything malicious from happening, so we set up a security question with you. So if you ever get a call and you're suspicious, it's not us. Just ask them this question. We should be able to answer it immediately. We have three options here from which you can pick from, either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Bronx, B-R-O-N-X.
All right, one moment, just getting this together for us. All right, and before I can complete this purchase, I just have to go through our voice verification script. It'll be recorded for quality assurance and just outlines the agreement with Local Splash as well as it's just an added form of protection for you. But if at any time you need clarification on anything, just go ahead and stop me and I'll make sure to clarify that for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Notorious B-U-G.
Yeah. All right, and please state your name and the title within the business.
Yep, Andre Trott, A-N-D-R-E-T-R-O-T-T, the owner-operator.
All right, and please, and you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you could go ahead and pull out your phone for me and open up your contacts, I'm going to give you our phone number that we should only contact you from as well as where you would contact us from.
Let's see. So I'm making a new contact?
Yeah, just a new contact is Local Splash.
All right, Local Splash. Okay. All right.
Yep, and the phone number is going to be 877.
Yep.
635-6225. Yep.
Awesome. Anything else to put in there?
No, that's just going to be our phone number. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged to day's date, July 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the third month of each month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. I'm going to go ahead and process this.
Can you send a receipt to an email? Or can you email?
Yeah, it should send you a receipt to your email as soon as this is processed, as well as it will send the terms and conditions yet. Well, that processed, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to our Local Splash team. I really can't wait to see how we help progress you and your business. And like I said, there's only two more things we need to do. You should have been sent not only via text but email our terms and conditions. And I would just need you to sign that for me real quick, and then we can go ahead and schedule your client interview.
Okay. Is that on email? Is that on email, I'm sure, right?
It got sent to both.
Let me make my way back to that. Back to my computer. Let me see. Emails. Inbox. Okay. Invoice. Click here. Subscription terms.
Access
your dashboard.
Yeah. So that's going to be your login's going to be your phone number as a username, and they should have sent you a password.
Access your dashboard. Okay, let's see. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. View images. Turn charges based on. Okay, access your dashboard. Now, is that where? No, so I don't, on this email, I don't see. Oh, wait. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, you should be able to scroll to the bottom. I think there'd be like a place you check and then fill in your name.
Am I going onto the dashboard? Am I accessing my dashboard, or am I going into subscription terms?
So you would go into subscription terms, I believe, and then.
Just click here. Okay. Right. Yeah. There it is. It says sign right there. All right. So you guys are also going to build up the website. So yeah, custom website. Okay. Right. Delay and delay. Okay. Bandwidth. Okay. You'll have I know you mentioned something about a chat with me now, an AI thing going on.
Yeah. We can put like a, 24/7 chat bot on there. That like essentially answers all your frequently asked questions for people.
Right. Okay. Your name, Andre Chagri, please. Okay. Phase the third, confirm signature. Yep. Hey, what's this? Signature does not match. Please type exact name as it appears on. Okay. Yeah, I guess I put in my middle initial with the S. No problem. There you go. Okay. And then now I'm seeing username and password, which you said I have. I don't know where that is, though. What is my username and password?
Your username should be your phone number, and your password should be like a password that they sent to you. That was sent to you. Make it in one of the texts or emails.
Gotcha. One second. Actually, I'm not seeing anything in my texts from you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do see that. Gotcha. I see everything right here. I got everything right there. Password's right there. Yep, okay. I see, said the blind man. A big search.
Fantastic.
All right, so we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 business days.
Perfect. Yep, that means you signed it. So let's go ahead and pull up client interviews. Let's see if we can sketch you then.
I do want to add a photo, like a business photo. I want to add my logo, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll definitely take care of all that for you just within the setup time. We're still in that. So looks like the only slot for today would be that 1 o'clock slot, if you're available at that time.
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
So let's go ahead and do it for next week.
Yeah, I have an appointment for 1:30. Yeah. I gotta get out. I gotta leave in about 10-15 minutes.
Actually, I guess we're doing quiet interviews on Friday. So are you available Friday, or would you just like to do it next week?
So what times do you have on Friday? I do have one appointment on Friday.
Yeah, it looks like it's wide open except for first thing in the morning, which would be 10 o'clock for you. So 10 o'clock and pass.
Yeah, I have an 11 o'clock appointment. So let's see. 11 takes about an hour to do this stuff, but I'm kind of okay. You going to put it for 2 o'clock?
Perfect. Let me go ahead and do that.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just scheduling all that. And that's all scheduled. There's nothing else. I don't think I need anything from you. I'm actually out for the rest of the week, so I probably won't be able to, like, start up that phone call. I generally do, like, just start up those client interviews. But one of our specialists will call you up from this 877 number, just get that all together. It'll be like a 30-minute to hour-long phone call, just making sure they're going to get all the details from you that I didn't, as well as get that well-rounded idea of your business and where you like to take it, so we know how to market you. But otherwise, you are all set to go. Everything looks...
So the Friday at 2 o'clock is solid, though, right? That's when.
Yeah, Friday at 2 o'clock is when they're calling you up.
It's going to be a phone call, not a Zoom. Is it going to be a Zoom or a phone call?
Phone call.
Got it. Okay. Should I have information with me that you what information do you think I should have as a?
I mean, I'd maybe just have like a, if you want to have like specific area, like that you want to, like round off, if you maybe get like a little bit, I mean, you gave me like a heap of cities, so that's really helpful, but maybe if you want to get specific zip codes or like places you won't go past, so you know exactly the area you want to pursue. But pretty much everything else, they'll just go over with you. I don't think you need anything else on hand. Just accept your knowledge, of course, and you're good.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. Well, Andre, I want to welcome you once again, just and congratulating you to be on our local Splash team. I really think it's going to change your business for the absolute better, and I can't wait to see what we do for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Evan, thank you for your time.
Thank you as well. You have a great rest of your week, and happy 4th of July.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.